This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Anti-government protesters and hostage families in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem staged demonstrations on Saturday night demanding an immediate hostage deal. Massive protests have swept Israel following the deaths of six hostages in Gaza as frustration mounts over the failure of the country's leadership to secure a ceasefire and hostage deal.
We have to shout loud that we have to bring them alive now. We cannot wait any longer. It's been enough, 11 months exactly today, that the people are dying in the tunnel. We cannot let it happen. We cannot go on with our life without thinking about them, without praying to them. They will come back home with us, and they're not supposed to be there.
In Tel Aviv, several protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. Former President Donald Trump on Saturday spoke at a rally in Wisconsin while Vice President Kamala Harris greeted voters in fellow battleground state Pennsylvania ahead of the first debate between the two presidential candidates. Lisa Bernard has more.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally in Mosinee, Wisconsin on Saturday as he tries to solidify support among a key part of his base, working class and rural whites. Trump won Wisconsin, a key swing state, against Hillary Clinton in 2016, but lost it to President Joe Biden in 2020. Harris, meanwhile, was in Pittsburgh on Saturday, where she welcomed recent endorsements not only from former Republican Representative Liz Cheney, but also from her father, Dick Cheney, who was vice president under Republican President George W. Bush.
It's okay to put country above party. I'm honored to have their support.
Harris and Trump will debate each other for the first time in Pittsburgh.
Lisa Bernard.